Blog Talk Radio.
Take it. The Lord's walking with me, so I'm gonna make it. Girl, dry your eyes, baby, be strong. Look at me, I'm gonna really need you to be strong. Girl, for the both of us and for our family. I can make it if you just stay beside me. Hold it together up until my returning. Light a candle, read a scripture for my journey. I know that heaven's gonna make a way for me. So write a kiss on a letter, send it to me. And I'ma think about you every day. But until the sun shines my way,
girl, I'ma need you to believe in me. Girl, I'ma need you to believe in me.
Girl, while I'm gone, just know
I'll be back. Oh, I'll be back. Oh, I'll be back.
I'll be back for you.
I'll be back. Oh, I'll be back. Oh, I'll be back. Wait on me.
And I'll come back to you. Tough, smile through this, and baby, walk with your head up. Don't let them tell you it's the end of me. I'll be back just like the boomerang. You ain't really gotta worry about nothing. I'm not a dummy, I'll stash something for you and me, girl, when I get out. And believe me, I'm gonna get out, and I'ma take it straight out the hood. You gotta know this ain't forever, babe. You gotta know we gon' make it to a better.
Up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, our God, our deliverer, our Savior. We thank him for coming in our midst and raising up a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the personage of the most humble and honorable Elijah Muhammad. And on both their backs and in both their names, we greet all of our listening and viewing audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. We say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank you for joining us live, and those of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, twitter.com/Hiram1555, facebook.com/Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Greetings, my beloved. Now, I would like to just say a few words to you about a few books that you must have in your inventory to read. These books about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They are How to Eat to Live, Book 1 and 2. And I'm going to tell you why I'm mentioning these books. Our Savior Has Arrived, Message to the Black Man, The Fall of America, The Theology of Time, the best translation. Try to find the best translation. If you can't find the best translation, get the tapes of The Theology of Time. Also, get the book that was translated from tape to book form called The Science of Time by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We'd also need you to get The Prodigal Son, Message to, Warning to the Hypocrites, and Self-Preservation is the First Law of Nature. Now, why would I say these books? It's because, brothers and sisters, we are reaching a climactic point in the change of worlds. I mean, it is easy for anyone who is watching or who is aware of what's going on in the news and what's going on globally and what's going on here in America within her own borders, and some in different states who are catching it even more than other states and cities. We are being moved from one world to another world. And I was meditating on this last night, and I thought about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and how he was talking about we have to enact the first law of nature. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. If we do not enact that law, it nullifies all other laws. Because if you are not wise enough to think in the way of preserving yourself and preserving those of your kind who look, walk, act, talk, and look and is like you nature-wise, then you are dooming you and your people to destruction. If we look into the animal kingdom, we'll see all of these ants. There are different colonies of ants. You have black ants, red ants, you have all kinds of ants, but they do not mingle, they do not mix. And if one ant from another burrow or another ant bed tries to invade or even encroach upon the territory of one ant, maybe say, let's say the black ant, encroaches upon the red ant, there is a war to the death. Brothers and sisters, it is a war to the death. And they will not allow, most times, for the invader to leave. They will fight and kill that and probably eat him. Well, if we look into the bird kingdom, let us look, the birds. You have eagles, you have vultures, you have falcons, you have jaybirds, you have sparrows, you have all of these different birds, though all of them are birds. When it comes to cohabitating or coexistence together in the same environment, they don't do that. You don't see the birds intermingling, mixing, and marrying and doing all these other things because nature points to a sign. The Bible says, take nature for a sign. Let us go to the – this is all throughout the animal kingdom, and this is how I'm opening up the show. And I'm going to bring in the other people. I'm going to bring in Brother Minister John shortly, and I'm going to bring in the caller with your hand up. And we're going to talk on these issues, and the more you who are listening to us raise your hand and interject in this discussion on self-preservation is the first law of nature, the more we can unify, find reasons to unify instead of being separated. Listen. And this is not a show about flash, about none of this. We're talking on something strictly that is for the survival and the progressiveness of our people. We have to progress. As we don't just want to survive. Most people say we need to survive. No, we want to thrive. We don't want to survive. Survive, sometimes people take it as just getting by. We want to thrive. So we have to know those basic foundations. Whenever you have a problem in a higher math, you have to go down to the fundamentals and see what's wrong there. Then you go back up to the higher math and get your problems right. Well, we got to do this. We have all of these people out here, the leadership. We have all of these people under the leadership are in a more slave-like mentality today with their nationalist attitudes and with their African minds. Back to Africa movement than ever before. Listen, it's almost like the blind man pleading for eyes, as Muhammad says, for his fellow blind brother. Africa it is. We are all the children of Africa. We need to do this for Africa. Hell, first you got to do something for you in America. Africa going to take care of itself. Africa has the resources. Africa has the manpower. Africa has the know-how. All Africa has to do is rise up and put it into motion. We have to unify, learn who we are, learn who our God is, learn our true self and who has given us this hell. Then we have to unify on the principles and separate from this beast, and then we have to try to acquire land and try to acquire the utilities to produce for ourselves on this land in our separate territory. We got a hell of a job ahead of us, brothers and sisters. We got a hell of a responsibility, and Africa is not the answer. Black nationalism is not the answer. I'm thinking about all of these things, the animal kingdom, as I said, and I know some of this stuff is converging, but it's so many things that hit me last night and early this morning, and besides that, I believe I'm a little sleep-deprived this morning, so bear with me. go to the other atmosphere, I'm talking about the water, do you see the guppies and the marion with the sharks? No. Do you see the shrimp making a home with the lobsters? No. But they're all the same, right? Nature teaches us that for survival, we identify with that which looks and acts like us. And then we go with that. Look at the animal kingdom. Have you ever saw National Geographic or Wild Kingdom? And you see thousands in a herd of buffalo migrating, or thousands of wildebeests migrating, right? You see that. You don't see, even though you may see zebras sitting around, you don't see the zebra going up to the wildebeest trying to intermarry and cohabitate with these animals, right? We have to get this in our head. This morning as I was dropping one of my daughters off at the bus stop, I thought about what was on the radio, and it was the Steve Harvey show. And they were talking about all of the injustice that is against black people. They were talking about all of the unfair media coverage that's going on and that has been going on. They were talking about the unjust laws. And then after they described all of this misery that you and I suffer, they would go and say, well, let's go vote. Let's go vote and change this condition. Brothers and sisters, I want you to think of the madness. And then Steve Harvey said, yeah, the country was on the wrong road, but this president, Barack Obama, has put us back on the path. It takes more than 4 years to put this country back on the right path, and this black president is putting this country. And then he started using the French term, we, put in us. We and us a lot are putting this country back on the right path. Brothers and sisters, we are at a turning point in the history of America. We're at a turning point in the history of man in itself. We're at a turning point in the history of this world. One world is going out. I cannot emphasize this enough. One world is going out. That world that's going out, you don't belong to. And another world is coming in. That world you belong to, yet you reject reaching for it because you have become lazy. You're like Lazarus. You can't keep your eyes off what the master has. You can't focus on going for self because you think you have arrived in America, yet at the same time you're disgusted with American politics, the American educational system, the all of the things that come with America and this globe and this world or what have you. You're disgusted with it, yet at the same time you refuse to reject it. You're blind, you're deaf, and you're dumb. And that's why the Bible said that a messenger like Moses would be raised up amongst the people who were stiff-necked, stiff-hearted, hard-headed, and rebellious. Huh? That's us. I can see no other people fitting this description. I was looking at an article right before the show started, and I'm going to bring all of you brothers and sisters in just a second. And it was talking about the coming famine. As a matter of fact, the name of the article was called The Coming Food Crisis. And they had pictures of the farmland, which didn't even look like clay. The precipitation in the soil was nothing, brothers and sisters, that it looked like crumbled up cement. I'm telling you this. And listen what it says right here. This is the headline of this article, and you can go read it at the Daily Beast. It was by Andrew Sullivan. And the title is The Coming Food Crisis. And right up under the picture where they're holding the crumbled up soil, which looks like ground up concrete or cement, he says, Fromm predicts that 2013 will be a year of serious global crisis because of spiking food prices. Now, brothers and sisters, it does not get any clearer than that white man is telling you that something is coming. Something is coming that is going to be catastrophic, not just in America, but global. Muhammad says that to get the prodigal son to thinking of place of himself, Allah went to work on the land, right? Allah went to work on the land. He is forcing you to be dropped by this white man. He's forcing this white man to consolidate whatever he has for himself so he can wipe it out and force you to strike out on your own. Self-preservation, brothers and sisters, is the first law of nature. On page 219 or 218 of Our Savior Has Arrived, I'm flipping to it as we speak right now. On page 217, 218 of Our Savior Has Arrived, Muhammad gives us one of the most beautiful explanations of why we act the way we act and what's going on in this day and time. Listen to what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad says. He says, "You notice that our black people, especially here in America, have become sold to nothing in the world but sport and play. This is the way the people were of Lot and Noah. This is the way the people were of Lot and Noah." I'm going to say that again. Remember? He said, "This is the way the people were of Lot and Noah." I'm going to stop right there. Why did I reiterate that? Remember what Jesus said. "As in the days of Lot and as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man." All right? Now let us go further. Muhammad says, "They were sold to sport and play, and they hated the teachings of those righteous prophets." Stop right there. We're going to take this step by step. Bet you can go into any black barbershop right now, any black hair salon. They can tell you the hairstyles. They can tell you the entertainment gossip. They can tell you the sports spreads. They're taking gambling bets up in there. They are talking about the club and what they're going to do. And this is pervasive in our society, brothers and sisters. When the award shows come on, you're there on your couch. You won't move your seat till it's over. When any foolishness comes on, you're there in droves by the tens of thousands. But just like I said the other day, day before yesterday, when I woke up or when I was sitting down on the couch earlier that morning and I was watching the Center for Strategic and International Studies talking about the debt situation and the debt crisis and how it's not only a national burden, but it is a national security threat, and it will come to a head soon. You don't want to look at that. You don't want to hear nothing about that. You don't want to hear about how they're talking about they're going to cut Medicaid and Medicare. You don't want to hear about how they're saying they're robbing trillions from you daily. You don't want to hear about how they continue to tell you that they can't supply you with jobs. You don't want to hear this white man tell you that it is a food crisis. And he's telling you that when you walk into Walmart, when you go into Target, when you go into these grocery stores, and yesterday when you went in there, a bag of Pringles cost $1. The day you go in there, they're $2.50. He's telling you the signs are there that there's something catastrophic, not over the horizon, but on America's doorstep. And on the doorstep of the Anglo world. Muhammad goes further and says this: "And the day of their doom came unexpected to them because they did not heed their warnings. So it is here today. 24 hours a day, they are trying to have sport and play and talking over foolish things, spending their time in foolishness." Stop right there for a minute. Go to any black person's house in the round about noontime. They're watching all these court proceedings. You know, this foolish court stuff. Or these talk shows, huh? Or these relationship shows like on Blog Talk Radio with all this foolishness. They're talking about all of this foolishness, sport, play. All of these things that has nothing to do with your survival, your thriving in the midst of affliction, or your redemption by Almighty God Allah. Yet you take to it because they have made you a fool in the day of your deliverance. Muhammad goes on and says, "I fear of an evil day overtaking my people here in America soon." True, the world is warning you now, and you act as though the white people can help it. They're telling you this. What did Ben Bernanke say? "We have a really, really bad problem for the foreseeable future that is a threat to not only the United States economy, but for the global economy and the security of the world, because for the foreseeable future, there will be a jobs problem." Huh? And he said there's a looming financial problem. There's a looming problem, homeless problem. The white man is telling, he's warning you. That's why on that day they're going to say, blame me not. Blame yourselves. I only called you. You came. I had no authority whatsoever over you. Huh? Muhammad goes on and says, but they are telling you now that unemployment keeps mounting and that they can do nothing about it. Ben Bernanke is the highest financial authority in America. And when he says, and then the U.S. Secretary confirms right behind him, that there will be no jobs for the foreseeable future, they are telling you that they can't do nothing to stop this oncoming onslaught by Almighty God Allah. They're telling you this, yet you're not taking it with sincerity. Muhammad says they are warning you, huh, that you are going to get hungry too, but you are not trying to take it with sincerity that they are telling you the truth, right? I'm going to get my food stamps next month, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to sell this, and I'm going to do that, huh? That's what you say. Oh, when I get my check this week, I'm going to get my hair done. Nothing about saving up you some food and water for 30 to 60 days. None of that. None of that thinking about saving. You got a house full of children, and you're not talking about having enough food to last you and four or five children for the next 2 months. You're not thinking of that. Hmm? You're not taking the truth with sincerity as he tells you. Again, 2013 will be a year of serious global crisis because of spiking food prices. Hmm? Then he goes on and says, he talks about Kansas, huh? And Nebraska and how they were affected. Listen to this part right here. It says, Darren Becker sifts through arid topsoil under a ruined crop on the family farm on August 24th, 2012, in Logan, Kansas. Like many Kansas farmers whose profits have been wiped out by the record drought, the Beckers are working hard to hang on to their farm, which has been in their family for five generations. Most of Kansas is still in extreme or exceptional drought, despite recent lower temperatures and thunderstorms, according to the University of Nebraska's drought monitor. The record-breaking drought, which has affected more than half of the continental U.S., is expected to drive up food prices by 2013 due to lower crop harvest and the adverse effect on the nation's cattle industry. Stop right there. Stop right there. Let us go to message to the black man, brothers and sisters. Remember these things that so that you will not say that Elijah Muhammad has lied to you. You will not be able on this day to say that I didn't know, I didn't understand, I couldn't see what's going on, huh? You're not going to be able to do that, brothers and sisters, because Elijah Muhammad has told you these truths, and yet you still refuse to hear them. Look what Muhammad says right here. I warn you to let their destruction. Now, this is on page 273 and 274 of Message to the Black Man. I just flipped to it, so listen. I warn you. No, we're going to go back a sentence or so. He says, she was a drunkard. Wine and strong drinks were in her daily practice. She was filled with adultery and murder. She persecuted and killed the people of God. She killed the saints and prophets of Allah, hating filthiness, gambling, sport of every evil, as you practice in America were practiced in Babylon. Only America is modern and much worse. Listen, Elijah Muhammad says America is much worse than Babylon. Uh-oh. Ancient Babylon was destroyed by her neighboring nations. Don't you see all of the nations gearing up their army with the focus on America? Muhammad goes on further. And all of this is tied into self-preservation. It's the first law of nature. I warn you to let their destruction serve as a warning for America. This people has gone to the limit in doing evil. As God dealt with ancient people, so will he deal with the modern Babylon, America. As God says, Son of man, when the land or the people sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it and will break the staff of bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. We see with our own eyes, but the wicked Americans are too proud to confess that they see the bread of America gradually being cut off. Take a look in the Southwest, in the Middle West. See the hand of Allah at work against modern Babylon to break the whole staff of her bread for her evils done against his people, the so-called Negroes. Texas and Kansas, what did that article just say? But Muhammad says it beforehand. Texas and Kansas were once two of the nation's proudest states. Kansas known for its wheat and Texas for its cattle. Then they talk about the drought taking a toll on the food and taking a toll on the cattle. Didn't we just read that? Muhammad goes on to say cotton, corn, and many other vegetables and fruits. They are today in the grip of a drought, continuous raging dust storms. Their riverbeds lie bare, their fish stinking upon the banks in dry, parched mud. When the rain comes, it brings very little relief, and it does more damage than good. We see that right now in the workings of the fall of America. When will you hearken unto the Lord? You have heard a calling to the right way. Since 1930, that man had been in your midst telling you what was going to happen. He was telling you, hurry, 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 join on to your own kind, for the time is at hand. The judgment of America has now come. We see it with our eyes. We feel it in our stomach. We see it in our wallets. And we see it every day when we look out our window or go out our doors, that the time of this world is no more. Remember, self-preservation is the first law of nature. And unless we enact that law and unify on the principles and the blueprint given to us by Almighty God Allah in person through his last messenger, unless we enact that blueprint, we are a done people. We have got to come together. So Muhammad goes on and says this in the book I was reading before our Savior has arrived. He says, they are warning you that you are going to get hungry too, but you are not trying to take it with sincerity, that they are telling you the truth. You are like a child who cries to his mother for bread and milk, whether there is any in the kitchen or not. So this is you, a big old grown child who has been nursed and fed by the white people and sheltered by them, and you think you will always have this from them. But no, sir. Remember the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. At last, the rich man died, and in his death of poverty, he came to suffer the same thing that Lazarus suffered, being deprived of good homes and luxury of all kinds. This will be taken in this day and time. Now, brothers and sisters, aren't we seeing that being taken in this day and time? Aren't they being deprived of good homes? Look at this housing market. Those who were getting all these loans and could prosper under that corrupt system that America set up, what's happening? They're becoming homeless. They're becoming destitute, poor. They are surviving off food stamps. The same thing they condemn the black population of being lazy about. Allah is forcing them to bow and suffer the same as Lazarus suffered. So now they go to the handout places and they get food stamps and food coupons and humanitarian assistance. And they're going to the shelters and getting coupons to help pay their rent and their lights and all of these. The same thing, when you did it, they accused you of being lazy. But Muhammad says he came to suffer the same thing that Lazarus suffered, being deprived of good homes and luxury of all kinds. This will be taken in this day and time. Now you see all the white people out there, we are the 99%, right? They occupy this and occupy that. But they're unifying because they know you in unity their strength, and they know that self-preservation, people who think just like them, are trying to preserve what they have come to know. You, black man, are the fool. You are the Samson. You are not thinking about your future. All you are thinking about is master. What master? What we got to do to keep master's land going, master's country going, master's world going. We. As though you're French. and this white man cares nothing about you. But Muhammad gives a last to us on this page. He says, but the righteous will flourish with whatever they please with God. Study the Holy Quran. It is full of wisdom. We bear witness. We bear witness that the righteous will flourish in these days and times. And that's why the Star and Crescent Report is on, and we're telling you, listen, if you know self-preservation is the first law of nature, let's not wait for everybody else to join in. Let us be like that rock that came from out of that mountain, that small rock, until it grew, until it crushed the mountain that it came from. Or let us be like that mustard seed, which is the tiniest of seeds. But when it flourishes, if there's 10 or 20 or 30 of us who believe like this, let us pool our resources together and get some land or get something that we can call our own, because there's a day that is being exacted on America that will bring you to the bread wagons. And as Brother Hussein, Brother Charles used to say, Brother, our people are so blind, deaf, and dumb, they are stuck on this devil. And he said it so beautifully, talking about how we are dependent on this beast for food. He said, brother, if the man controls your stomach, he controls you. This is the truth. And that's why we're suffering needlessly, as the sister said. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a call, and then after we take this call, I'm going to read something out of Self-Preservation, the book, a little quote from the messenger. Then we're going to bring Brother Minister John in, and then we'll take more questions. So we'll take the 405 real quick. You're on the Star and Crescent Report. We say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother.
Oh, greetings, sister.
All praises do Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, brother. I was very happy to hear you speak on this self-preservation today. I would just like to make this small statement, because I'm a sister, and we have to feed our families, and we strive to feed them with the very best of foods. And in this day and time, we are not growing our own food, so we have to go to the market and accept whatever it is that the devil have out there. We are all ill. There's always a problem with someone. Our children are ill. Children have diseases that old people have now, and it was never heard of. Children are obese till it's an epidemic, at least here in Oklahoma. They speak of it in the paper. So we need to unite so that we can grow our own food. If you have a backyard or a side yard or front porch or whatever, try to grow some of your food yourself. I just wanted to say that I heard on the TV last night that they're warning people about eating rice because they're finding so much arsenic in it. Now it's more arsenic than it used to be, so they're telling people not to eat it no more than once a week or twice a month. You know, things that's good for your body. Children are obese from eating all of these sweets. Everything that you have sweets in it. And another thing that I found out, I have articles where they have mess with our grain for the flour. So when you have whole wheat flour, you have a grain that is not pure. And this grain has a lot of carbohydrate in it, so therefore it causes a lot of diabetes. I'd just like to say thank you and Brother Minister John for the good job that you're doing and warning our people of that which was taught to us 75, 80 years ago by our dear messenger.
Yes,
may Allah bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Beautiful. And we need to hear more from the sisters, because the sisters play a crucial part in this. Remember, the MGT is the first teacher. Huh? So we need to hear more from you sisters out here, because we cannot build a nation without our sisters. As Muhammad said so beautifully, a nation can rise only as high as its woman. And I believe that we have the best women in creation. I don't believe that. I know it. So that means we can rise as high as we want to if we put into motion Messenger Elijah Muhammad's teachings as he gave them to us without alteration, the exact way he gave them to us. Now, Muhammad says this, as I was, and I had to bring this in because this is all a part of self-preservation. You know, the Jewish population in America is only roughly, I believe, 1 million to 2 million people. Mostly, some people say 1 million, some people say 2, but there was a study the other day that said 6 million Jews or whatever. Now, why am I bringing this in? Because the Jews control media. They control economics in their own community and in your community, brothers and sisters. Do you know that the Jews own a lot of colleges? Do you know that they own a lot of hospitals? Why did I bring that up? We are 40 to 65 million people, and we don't own a square block. Hundreds of billions of dollars go through the black community on a yearly basis. All of the other communities are vampires or parasites because they come and suck the economic life out of us, and anything that's black, we don't support. And if you have a problem with a black person, think about this. I'm going to tell you how fickle we are and how we bring that white foolishness into Islam. You have all of these different divisions of Islam now, all of them claiming the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They won't support what you say, but they'll go over into Scientology and buy their books and buy their everything. You say, get Warning to the Hypocrites. Now, Warning to the Hypocrites is not your book. It is it's the Messenger's book. They say they love the Messenger, but they won't buy that, but they'll go and buy L. Ron Hubbard. You see what I'm saying? We are fickle in our heads. And this white man knows it. The Asian, or I wouldn't say the Asian, I'd say the Oriental, the Vietnamese and the Koreans and the Chinese and the Indians and the Filipino, they come in and set up their businesses where? When they come to America, where do they set them up? For us, in our community. We laugh at them. But then they take our money out of our community, and then they go live a good life, right? But you and I walk the streets daily, giving them all of our monies. And then you have black movements talking about arm yourself and get a gun. You a fool. You don't even own a hospital, as Muhammad says. You going to say it's revolution time? It's war time? Do you see how Muhammad said, is this not really ignorant? To on one hand to say I'm going to fight this beast out here, and then on the other hand say I'm going to go to the beast hospital for him to fix me up so that I can go back out there and get a better chance to fight him again? Do you know that is foolishness? We don't own a hospital, yet we have doctors. As a matter of fact, I'd like to give a shout out to my niece, my little cousin who has she's finishing her residency at a hospital up in New York, up in Brooklyn, I believe. I cannot think of the hospital, but my cousin, Jasmine Shelford, I'm proud of you. You know I am. I'm proud of my little cousin. You did the thing. She is a podiatrist. Yes. So I wanted to give that shout out as I'm talking about hospitals. But, brothers and sisters, don't you think on this thing. You want to arm yourself with the man's gun, go and try to fight him in his own house, and then if you get wounded, you go to him and tell him, sew me up, heal me up, so that I can come back out here and fight you again. That's insanity. That's what it is. We need to do what Muhammad says and stop trying to get in front of the God, and we need to stand behind what the God says so that he can be our shield and protector. If we stand behind God, he'll block all the arrows that they shoot at us. But we want to go before God, and that's what's getting us this hell. That's what's getting us killed and crucified out here on this street. Self-preservation. It's the first law of nature. We'll take this one call, and then we'll bring Brother Minister John in. 813, you're on the Star and Crescent Report. We send to you with peace and love. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, I make it to love, Brother Minister. Brother Hussein Muhammad coming out of Tampa. Long time listen. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to give peace to you and Brother Minister John and the rest of the believers that listen at our program. I just want to piggyback on what the sisters are saying. In the early days, Honorable Elijah Muhammad always taught us to take out rice and put a little vegetable oil or olive oil in the frying pan and turn it on low, and we take a spoon or fork and we turn and cook all the starch off of the rice. That's how we get fried rice. We never wash our rice. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, cook it. You turn your stove on low. because you want to burn the rice up and you move it around and you will cook all the starch off of it. So you get a way to get rid of the oxygen off of the rice by putting heat to it and cook it. They say take out water. We didn't buy a water. Take out water and boil it. All our water. Then once we boiled it, then we pulled it up on the stove and then put it in the refrigerator. He said, we make our own bread because we'll know we put in there, get 100% whole wheat flour. And we make our own bread because we put our own bread in there so we can save a lot of the products that they put all in it, like jello. The hook or the hog, they make jello out of it. So he taught us in the early days to always understand me, make our own goods so we'll know we got it and make sure, because brown rice is better than white rice, but it's very expensive. So he taught us to cook the starch off of. You can cook the starch off, like I say, by putting a little oil in your frying pan and take a fork and just move the rice around, and you'll see that it cook the starch off of it. Then you wash it off, and then you got brown rice, so you can go ahead and overboard. I just want to let the sister know, all the sisters out there, cook your rice first by burning the starch off of it, and then you have to worry about that oxygen they were talking about on the news yesterday. And thank you for letting me get it, Father Minister, with the rest of the believers, okay?
Yes, sir, brother. I love you. You stay strong, brother. Salam alaikum.
Praise Allah.
Now, we'll go to Brother Minister John because he has been waiting patiently, and I know Brother Minister John has a few things to say on this matter. So, my dear brother, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. First of all, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, we forever thank him and thank Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad for raising up among you and I, our beloved leader, teaching guide, the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, today we are living at the end of the world as we have known. And the honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us night is coming. Night is coming. The light will be out, and there will be no light shining for the people. For those who carry the torch of truth, those who carry that light, darkness will cover the earth. And the Bible says, darkness, people will be going insane because they not hearing the word of God. The word of God will be shut up, will be closed. That door will be closed. We are now in that window. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that in order for us to survive what is coming, you and I must take on the whole armament of truth. The whole armament, we must take it on. For we cannot walk in darkness and live. We must walk in the light. We who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad know there is a night coming. And as Brother Minister said earlier about the world situation, that night is coming, and it's serious. But you and I, the so-called American Negroes and followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, let us come together. Let us plan on that now. Coming together, looking at each other on Savior's Day. Let us look at each other on Savior's Day. And let us sit across from each other. And let us come to some kind of agreement on what we shall do at night, because night is coming. And hearing the word of God will be closed. Savior's Day, February the 26th, 2013, let us work on that day. That's a Tuesday. But a Sunday on the 24th, 2013, let us come, if we can't come on the 26th, let us come on the 24th. That's a Sunday. Let us come and sit before the sun goes down. And you won't be able to hear the word of God because the door will be closed. And you will not be able to hear this because what we see that's coming, you know and I know, if they cause these things to happen abroad, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, it's coming home to America. Let us, the messenger taught us how to survive. But if you want to do, you want to come and let us sit and talk so that you will know how to survive. But if you don't, that's all right. That's you as an individual. But my sisters and my brothers, I know you're yearning for brotherhood and yearning for sisterhood. Let us come on that day, Savior's Day. That's the day of our Savior, Master Farhan Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. If you have no money, stand on a corner with dark shades on and ask for a dollar or two. You'll have enough money by February to get on a bus or a train and come. Let us sit. Let us sit in the city where God's messenger lived. Let us sit. Let us come. Let us be involved. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us and have pointed out to us, these things that we see that's going on with the devil and his madness, he said and taught us the devil would try and poison all of us. But let us don't be like those who went before us. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, the people went before us. The Bible and Holy Quran say they put their fingers in their ears from hearing this truth. And you know that to be a fact. Some of you right now mad at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for pointing out to us this awful day will surely come. You're mad. You're angry. You don't want to hear this. But I say to you, let us start on a journey coming to Chicago for Savior's Day. Not Savior's Day by others, but Savior's Day that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have for us here in the wilderness of North America under the leadership of the messenger of God, not no one else. Let us come. He always had and have had his Savior's Day in Chicago. Let us come. Don't be mad and angry. If Allah allowed one or two or three people to advance in knowledge, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous of them. You learn and pray to Allah to cleanse your heart so you can advance in the knowledge of God. We all can do it if we submit. But you have to submit. You can't do nothing as a Negro. Negroes mean divided, dead, lifeless. You're not going to do nothing as a Negro. You're not going to do nothing as a crazy man. You're not going to do nothing as a silly man. And you're certainly not going to do nothing as a fool. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, Almighty God, Allah came to give us life more abundantly. And some of us, all you like to do is talk, but don't like to do nothing beyond that. You think you have done your duty. But how many of you tried to make an effort to stand in the ranks on Savior's Day with the believers? not many. My beloved brothers and sisters, February the 24th or February the 26th, which is Savior's Day, let us make a beeline to come to hear, to see, to feel, to kiss, to embrace the brotherhood and the sisterhood. This time in which we live is a terrible time. Night is coming. The sun will, as the messenger teaches us, the sun will hide its light. And there will be no guide. There will be no moon. There will be no stars. There will be nothing but blackness. In the time of hunger, you have never been hungry, but you're going to get hungry. Why don't you come while you can? You have something to offer. Maybe you have a job. Maybe we come together, sit across from each other, and you have 100. Let us see, can we come together? And let us see, can we put our monies together? And let us see, can we make our lives a little more better? Because some of you don't know how to do it. But let us come together. And we can do that if you want to, because you can do what you want. And every year you go on vacation, whether you have money or not, you go on vacation. But why is it so hard for you to come when it's time for us to come together in truth? Is don't let that envy and hatred comes up in your throat and stop you, stop your growth. You know, when you allow that to come in your body, allow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says and teaches us, Allah leaves that body. He leaves that mind. So you're wandering on in your inordnesses, making great mistakes. You don't have to do that. You don't have to make great mistakes. If you listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if you stand on his truth and submit, the problem is with most people who say they believe, they don't submit to Allah. They're proud people, like the devil. The devil is proud. The devil would rather see the whole thing go down rather than to see the black man come up. And you, likewise, would rather see the whole thing and the devil be destroyed and you be destroyed with it. And you say, well, I don't want to go nowhere with a bunch of niggas. Well, I'll bear witness. Negro is not going to run anything. They're not going to run themselves. They can't run themselves because right now the white man is controlling them and running them and educating them and feeding them and protecting them and killing them and burying them. You're not going to go nowhere. In Islam, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, those of us who embrace Islam, we have accepted Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, to be our God and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be our leader and teacher. So if you're not willing to do that, then you're not going anywhere. When the sun goes down, and you won't hear the word of God anymore, where and what will you do? Because the enemy will close his doors on you. And the messenger warned you of that day. The day the supermarket will close its doors. The day all of the stores will close its doors. The day when the sun goes down and there will be no light for you, if you don't have the light of Islam in your heart and in your mind, you will surely die in that night. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that night is now in the window. Mm-hmm. And I say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, let us come. Let us look at each other. Let us strive to do the will of God. Not your will, but the will of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due. Do his will. Oh, God, let me do thy will. Do his will. And let us enter into his pleasure, into his mercy. That's what we need, to be in his mercy, in his protection. Oh, Allah, feed us as thou did and will and do feed the pigeons. And the message says, Allah will feed those things that he have created. And he have created us, the so-called American Negro. And he will feed us on condition we submit totally to his will through his messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Seek refuge in him, in his messenger. Seek refuge in that one, because that God, that guide that God has given us, he is the second Seth to God. If you obey the messenger, you obey Allah. If you disobey the messenger, you're disobeying Allah. Some of you want to bypass the messenger and go directly to Allah. You are absolutely crazy. And the book says you are foolish to believe that you can go directly to God and you have never seen God. How can you say you love God and you have never seen God? Why do you hate your brother whom you see every day? The messenger, you see him. You saw him. He's on film. You see him. But you hate his wisdom. You hate his leadership. And you're looking for another to guide you. I say to you, night is here. Night is here. The daylight, the sunlight, is going down. And you hear it. And they're telling you, as the night falls and there is no light, there is no life, and everything will be cut off, everything will stop. You will not hear the wisdom, nor will you see the light. Because in that day, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, when that sun goes down, if you are not in the refuge of Allah and in his mercy, you will surely die in that night. That night of trouble, that night of screaming, that night of tormenting, that night when you should and could have done better, but you didn't. So I say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, let us come together. Let us stop arguing at each other, talking at each other. Let us do what we know we should do as Muslims and followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We know that some of you will never come, but we are striving to talk to those who have a little goodwill in your heart, and maybe you can look into the wisdom of the messenger of Allah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and in that wisdom find yourself and find your nature, because you are, by nature, you are Islam. You are Islam by nature. By nature, you Muslim. That's by nature. But if you refuse to hide yourself in the bosom of Abraham, then you're lost. Those who are running to the bosom of that great prophet of God, we will be saved. I say to you, this world is on its way out. Let us come. Let us come. Let us not, the world is pointing out to us the seriousness of tomorrow, the seriousness of the night. Have you ever been in your house? But no, maybe not now. But maybe once upon a time, when there was no food in the refrigerator, nothing in the cabinet, no money in your pocket, nothing. Even the squirrels wouldn't even come out so you could kill a squirrel and eat. Nothing. You thought about going out and getting some grass, making some soup, but there was no grass to be had. I'm saying to you, my people, my brother and my sister, don't be stiff-headed. Don't be hard-headed. Don't be long-headed. Submit to Allah and His messenger, and we can live together. We can buy together. We can pool our money together, because you're not going to do nothing with your money as long as you're a Negro. As the messenger stood here in Chicago, when he opened up the bank, he asked you to come and bring your money, but you didn't do it. He said, I'll give you the same interest offer, in fact, about it, a better interest. But you didn't do it. You put it in the devil's bank, and you turned him down. You didn't stand on what you say, you black nationalist. You a black man. But you went to the white man, the same man who hung your mother, and rather put, you trust him with your money, rather than trust in God, messenger. Oh, that's right. You don't believe that God raised up a black man in America from among the so-called American Negro. Oh, that's right. You don't believe that. But you keep living, and the white man is telling you every day that you are nothing but dust in the eyes of the world, and the white man is telling you every day that they have no love for you. They have nothing for you but scorn, nothing for you but death. In every city and village in America, the black man and the black woman is catching death. You're catching death? Well, your man is in the jail, and he comes out. He already have a disease, and he infected you, and you running around. You infected others. And I say to you, night is coming, and no one will be able to help you. Your master can't. Because the Bible tells us and teaches us, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad so beautifully put it to us, there's a gulf between the righteous and evil. There's a gulf between the master and the slave. And neither can pass, can cross over on the other side. So I say to you, come, my people. Come, my people, and listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. People are pointing out to you things that is going on throughout the world. You see it when you turn your TV on. You see it when they turn your radio on. And you wonder, how bad will it get? Night is coming. And the messenger says, the devil at night, he going to have his national guards out in front of the supermarket with fixed bayonets and live ammunition. And you won't be able to go and get a loaf of bread. You won't be able to go and get a piece of meat. If you try to ride, they will shoot you down. That's what it means. The messenger says, buy blood up to the horses, brah. You will be killed outright. You're going to be killed by the thousands and the millions if you rise up in the night. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us so long ago, and you have turned him down. And now we are standing here with our arms outstretched to you, saying, come before the sun, the night eclipse the sun, come. But you don't see it, don't hear it, don't want to hear it. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on Savior's Day, February the 24th or the February the 26th, 2013, in Chicago. The meeting will be held at the Masonic Temple. It's a Masonic Temple. Come, let us reason together. Let us pray together. Let us break bread together. Let us embrace and kiss each other together. My sisters and my brothers, my Muslim sisters and my Muslim brothers, who followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, come, let us come together. Put it on Facebook. Talk to Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad and let him know how you come in, when you come in, from what city. Let us come and reason before nightfall, for there would be no sunrise. That's when death sets in. The end will come in the early morning of daybreak. So I say to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, I turn it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad, and he have laid out what the message have pointed out to us. And all you have to do is do something. But you're not going to do anything. And I know you. If the man, if the messenger of God called us to do something in Chicago when he was right here in Chicago, and you didn't do it, I don't expect you to do it now, but at least we've given you a chance, a second chance to do it. And we are putting our little monies together to give you and have a good time for you when you come to Chicago on Savior's Day. We're doing our part. Brother Minister's doing his part. Some of you Muslims are doing your part. Some of you are buying the book. And some of you are putting lip service to it, but not buying anything. Not buying no book. Not buying any of the messenger's literature. But you put lip service to what you are hearing, but you're not putting no action. Lip service is no good. Read in the Holy Quran what it says about lip service. God don't love a lip service, a man who give lip service. You can quote this so beautiful, and all you do have lip service. You don't strive to do better. You don't even strive to stand up and say, I want to be a better man tomorrow than I am today. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, look forward to seeing you in February. And I say to you, as I turn it back in the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad of Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salaam. And the Quran, when it talks about those who love to do their lip professors, and it also says the most hateful sight, hateful thing in our sight of God is the braying of asses. Those who like to speak and don't put any action behind it. Brothers and sisters, if you believe that you can get away without enacting the first law of nature, which is self-preservation, if you believe in this day and time that you don't need Elijah Muhammad and that America and those who belong to America will be able to feed you, will be able to put money in your pockets, I'm going to play you a 9-second clip that I played on this show before. This is from the Republicans in the House of Representatives. I want you to listen closely to what they said about America, okay?
We understand America is broke. And my question is, Mr. President, are you going to help us fix it?
Now, you have some of the most powerful officials in America admitting to the point that America is financially broke. Babylon is now in the dust. There is no throne for her anymore. Huh? All of her lovers are forsaking her. She is no more to be looked at or called tender, nor delicate. America can't help you, brothers and sisters. Hell, she can't help herself. It is the hand of God which is weighing heavily upon the back of America, and this burden she will not be able to carry. So if she's not able to carry that burden, who is she going to drop? You, to try to prolong her time. Muhammad says this in the book Self-Preservation, the First Law of Nature. He says, let us look into this old saying. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. Well, let's go back for a second because I want you to hear this. The day have arrived that we must be separated and restored into our own. This, I want you to know, is as true as I have said it. Look, let us look into this old saying, self-preservation is the first law of nature. Then if self-preservation is the first law of nature, it is natural that a man should try to seek something for himself. This we have not done for the last 400 years. For the first 100 years that we were told that we were free, we have not done this. Let us remember that the time have arrived that we will either do this or suffer the consequences for not doing it. Aren't we suffering for not unifying? Aren't they shooting our children down in the street daily? Huh? Aren't they arresting us and harassing us and enacting all of these draconian laws against us? Huh? Aren't they robbing us left and right with their financial guns, forcing you as a taxpayer to give money to people who have already robbed you physically? They're robbing you on all ends. You're being forced. Look, you're going to be beat into submission. We got to go into this for a second. Listen to what Muhammad says right here, page 30 of the same book. He says, he's talking about the white man. They cannot get along in peace. They cannot hold on to that which they have. So they are destroying what they have in your eyes and in my eyes. You want to send your sons and daughters into such destruction of people of their own self-way of civilization and their own educational centers? I say you would be foolish, huh, brothers and sisters? You would be foolish to send your children out there into this world if you can help it. You've got to be a fool. You are sacrificing the future of our great nation, the black nation, the aboriginal nation, that lost and now found nation. You are sacrificing it because you're lazy and you don't love yourself. You will unify with everything if your children are in high school or in other school and that school says, come up here, we want you to sell raffle tickets or we want you to do this. You'll do that to preserve the educational system or whatever foundation that they have. But when the call is given for unification and for us to accept the responsibility and quit blaming this white man for not feeding you, for not housing you, for not giving you a job, but for us to unite and produce that which free people produce for themselves, you run and hide. Muhammad says this right here, though. I say to you again, my friend, that you are going to be offered a chance, and after that, you will be whipped into entire submission to God. You will. It's an either or with God. God is not a democracy. He is a totalitarian. He is a dictator. And he has given you his decree, and it is up to you to accept it or reject it. I stand firm on Elijah Muhammad. I stand firm on his God. I stand firm on the black nation. We'll see you in a few days. Please go over to the Hiram 1555 blog. Read the articles. And as we go out, we always go out the same way we came in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is Master Farad Muhammad, Allah in person, and in the name of his last and greatest messenger, that holy man, Elijah Muhammad. We love y'all, and we pray that they keep you safe. Until we next meet again, assalamu alaikum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the roads we take.